St. John chapter 19, verse 5. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man. My dear friends in Christ, dear believers in Christ, may the details of the Passion history continue to comfort you and strengthen you, assure you in that true saving faith in Christ, who has accomplished everything needful for us to be saved. Yet how is it possible that the one man, the one person who never did anything wrong, how is it possible that he is so despised and condemned? Why? What exactly did Jesus do wrong? When the crowd shouts to crucify him, Pilate, he wants to know too. He wants to know why. What evil hath he done? He says, I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. That's what Pilate wanted, to let the innocent man go free. Yet somehow the voices of the chief priests prevail. Even though Pilate clearly has authority over them, in the end, he's willing to content them, the scriptures say. But still, that doesn't really completely answer the question, why? Why the only truly innocent man goes to the cross? What's really amazing is that he, the Son of God, who has all power in heaven and on earth, he subjects himself to the judgment of a flawed man who questions what is truth. He subjects himself to a judge who, although finds Jesus to be innocent, stating so several times, still in the end sends Jesus to the cross. Why? It wasn't a just verdict. Jesus was innocent. It was a kangaroo court. We remember the false witnesses who lied. The officers of the high priest who strike Jesus before a verdict is even reached. Can we imagine that happening today? The defendant being struck before the verdict, or even afterward. Imagine how that would be today. Both Pilate and Herod find him to be innocent, yet neither one let him go free. Then there's the crowd that can't be appeased unless Jesus is sent to the cross. They act like a jury. Pilate doesn't have to listen to them, but he does. Isn't everyone supposed to get a fair trial? Yet the only innocent man goes to the cross. It wasn't a just verdict by any means. And even Christ asks, why? From the cross, Jesus asks, why? My God, why have you forsaken me? Such a mysterious question, because it's God's own Son asking his father when surely Jesus knew the plan. He spoke of the plan many times before that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be killed and rise the third day. And yet, he asks why? Why does he ask why? It's not so mysterious, though, when we learn from the Scriptures that in the garden, Jesus fell on his face and prayed, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Let the suffering pass from me." It wasn't easy for Jesus. It certainly wasn't a fun time for him either. The Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. It wasn't easy for Jesus. It wasn't just physical pain. It wasn't just the physical suffering of the cross. It was the weight, the burden of the sins of us all on his soul. The one man who never did anything wrong goes to the cross. Behold the man. Even for a governor who had probably presided over countless trials, even for Pilate, this had to be one of the most unique trials he'd ever seen. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't convince the people Jesus should be set free. No matter how much he struggled with that lingering question, what in the world did Jesus do wrong? Nobody seemed to be able to answer that question. So finally he has Jesus scourged. That's a very severe kind of whipping, in hopes that the people would finally be content. Well, he's been punished now. Let him go, finally. And he presents to them Jesus saying, "Behold the man." And they respond, crying, "Crucify him." We too behold the man, the only man, the only real man, the only real human being who lived the way we're supposed to live, who only had pure love, pure forgiveness in his heart, who lived without the slightest thought of sin or lust or pride in his heart. Behold the man, the only one who never did anything wrong, goes to the cross. That is the love of God for you and for me. He bears our sin. We notice how many times Pilate examines Jesus, not just once or twice, it's back and forth, and then he sends him to Herod, Herod sends him back. Even Pilate's own wife says Jesus is a just man. Many times Pilate, after questioning him, declares him to be innocent. The trial drags on for all the world to see. It wasn't a guilty man. It was an innocent man. The only innocent man that goes to the cross. Yet he does it to bear our sin. That is your comfort, your salvation. That's your baptism. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. With his stripes, we are healed. That means that God is at peace with us. We were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. He rose the third day just like he promised. He broke the power of the grave. He promises that we too will rise to eternal life. There is no condemnation, Scripture says, to those who are in Christ Jesus. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life, because the innocent man goes to the cross. Behold the man. As hard as Pilate tries, as hard as he tries, he does have a breaking point. Eventually he gives in. It was more important for him in the end to content the people than to continue to stand for the truth. But our comfort is that it wasn't an accident that Jesus is judged by Pilate. God always had the plan, his plan for you and for me, to provide salvation for us all. He did not want to see us suffer the true punishment for our sin. That's where Jesus comes into the picture. The one man who never did anything wrong goes to the cross to bear our sin. Behold the man. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a trial gone wrong. This was the will of God, full of forgiveness and mercy toward sinners. His plan before the foundation of the world, the Bible says, that we might be saved by grace through faith in Christ. He knew we would fall into sin, and he also knew he would provide his very best, his Son, to go to the cross, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Behold the man, the very best, sent by God to accomplish everything needful for us to be saved. He rose from the dead and promises that just as surely as he rose, you too will rise. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.